This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Paul understood well how hard it is to stand up for what is good when standing alone. That is why he encouraged Christians in Romans 12:10 to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. This is one of many one another commands found in the Bible. The idea here is that having a natural affection for one another, akin to that found between family members, we are part of a family of believers, and we should be devoted to strengthening that bond whenever and however possible. One way to do this is to honor one another above ourselves. The idea here is to recognize the gifts and good qualities in another and taking the lead in affirming them. Our natural tendency is to promote ourselves and affirm our gifts. Our commitment should be to notice what is positive and good in another, affirm it as an expression of respect, and be devoted to seeing that they have the opportunity to use their strengths in service. Just think what this would do in the life of a church or family. They would have a resilience that would enable them to ward off and overcome what is evil by exhibiting what is good. This is not something that is easy to do. I believe this is why Paul goes on to say in Romans 12:11, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." There is no room for slothfulness or laziness in the Christian life. Spiritual fervor is not something you work up. It is an expression of the Holy Spirit's work in you. The word fervor refers to that which is boiling with heat. God wants us to be hot in our service for Him towards others.